Belinda Audio and Audible Studios present A World Between, written by Emily Hashimoto and read by Cindy Kay and Syra Ayers.
Her heart raced as she rushed, shoving a sweatshirt into her backpack to ward off chill in her classroom, stuffing in her notebook and pens and a magenta highlighter, and her reading and her flip phone and her keys, and tumbling out of her dorm room and down the hall, racing for the elevator, because another late in feminist practices would bring down her final grade. And she was too Asian to let that happen, impatiently bouncing until the elevator arrived on her floor and the doors opened, finally, and she climbed on board. And then everything changed. At first glance, the girl had brown skin and long dark hair in a messy ponytail. A second stolen look revealed her built, curvy body. Maybe she was Indian. A third peak filled in the rest. Short fingernails, a massive cuff of a wristwatch, and sandals that matched her own. In front of a beautiful girl, Eleanor was glad for unspoken elevator etiquette. Where to stand, where to look, how to accommodate others. That freed her from thinking about how to be. As the sluggish car descended, the fluorescent lights buzzed above them. The girl was hyper-focused on the notebook in her hands, like she could inhale what was written on the page. There was a luminescence in her skin that lit the elevator box, and suddenly the beige and chrome space was no longer as ordinary. The light reflected onto Eleanor, warming her, changing her, brightening her whole self. Eleanor couldn't let this moment go by. "Hey, you're studying for something?" She winced at her lackluster line. She could have done better. "You're very pretty. I would be interested in kissing you." Maybe she couldn't do better. The girl didn't even look up. "Epidemiology quiz." Her voice, smooth and low. "Wow." Eleanor nervously scratched the back of her bare neck. "That's impressive. I can barely crack intro to bio." "Huh, yeah." The girl's eyes stayed steady on the page. Eleanor took the hint. "Sorry, I'll let you. It's just that I have this." She interrupted, but didn't finish her thought, finally looking up. Eleanor wondered what she saw. Her newly clear golden skin, thanks to the zap of chemical creams her mother had railed against. Freckles that reigned across her nose. Eyes that marked her as distinctly Asian. And short, thick hair tamed with product. With any luck, this girl skipped over cheeks still thick with baby fat, and a stature that never recovered from the freshman 15. She sucked in her gut, one arm hugging her stomach, across her Annie DeFranco t-shirt. Whatever the girl saw, she smiled at Eleanor. "I have this quiz, and I've been so distracted lately." Her dark eyes, warm and kind. But there was also a certain heat that Eleanor felt between them that went beyond nice, that fizzed and fractured the air, that held the possibility of more than this. Eleanor smiled back and opened her mouth to say more, to learn the girl's name, her sign, her first childhood crush, if she preferred to be the big spoon or the little spoon, what she liked to do in bed. But the elevator dinged, signaling their arrival on the ground floor. She watched as the girl dashed away without turning around, taking with her the prospect of something tangible, something that Eleanor could hold with both arms. In a disappointed daze, she left the embrace of her dorm building and walked down Commonwealth Avenue. With somewhere to be, Eleanor took off at a run. The freshness of the late morning all around her, the blue sky streaked with clouds above as she kept a determined pace, only pausing at the giant gap in the street where Comm Avenue became a war zone of cars struggling against the tide. As soon as she got a walk signal, she was off again,